Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Adams is Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, and he joins us, I think, once every month, and it's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Doctor, yesterday, one of our listeners had reached out via the text line last week, when Governor Pritzker signed the Medical Aid in Dying bill. And she was very open and honest yesterday with her choice. She is 67, married, has grandkids, and is has idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And she said it is it's something that she will not be cured from. She realizes there's lung transplants that might help. She has not chosen that path. She is very firm in her decision that if she is still here in September, she will be utilizing the medication to end her life on her terms. And if it gets bad before then, she said, then she'll go to another state. So there's a lot of talk about this, and I've always been conflicted, but fully support her decision. What is a doctor's role in it? Will every doctor have the opportunity to prescribe this medicine?
Well, there's safeguards and checks and systems that are in place. So every doctor is not going to do this, but doctors really do want to make sure that the patients are well cared for, well supported. But if the individual patient really wants to make the choice, everybody's talking and planning right now. So there's surely will be some path, maybe not your individual doctor. But we want to make sure that we're doing everything to help reduce patient suffering without the without this. But if people really want to hasten, we think that people can make their individual choices, and there will be access points.
Now, I've only seen this portrayed on a TV show called The Morning Show, but in that, the portrayal showed that she took the pills and very calmly went to sleep very quickly. Is that how it works?
Well, it would be contemplated in the patient's home and a comfortable setting of their choosing. And yes, it would be as peaceful and supported as possible. So people who are committed to supporting this really want to do this in a positive fashion, even though it's not encouraged. We don't want to recommend it, but patients do have a free will, and we want to make sure that their choices are honored.
There was a big review, a big study that was released this week about the benefits and the hidden risks of medical cannabis. This review, some headlines say they found limited proof behind medical cannabis uses. What did you read into it or gather from it?
Well, I think it just confirms what every doctor that I know already feels, that the word medical cannabis is like saying medical alcohol. It really doesn't add up. Of course, there's limited uses where marijuana or alcohol does have therapies, but that's not in most people's world and most people's field of view. That this is a recreational drug that if in limited uses with adults, small amounts, does not carry undue risk, but heavy amounts or young people or people prone to other mental illnesses, it can cause negative effects. So that's what the study said, and it's just be responsible, be cautious, be prudent, and it'll be fine. But it really downplayed the medical benefits, which I think is right. It's just fair.
Yeah, I think a lot of people my age or people that I know that have a medical cannabis card, their desire is just to get a good night's sleep, you know.
And to avoid taxes.
Yeah, that as well, because you're right. They don't have to pay the 36% tax if they have the medical card. You're right about that. All right, coming up, he's going to hang with us, and we're going to address 2025. They say it's been a year of unraveling progress in healthcare. We'll see what Dr. Adams has to say about that next. Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, is gracious enough to give us a few minutes of his time every month. And looking back at the year, I was reading an article titled 2025 has been a year of unraveling progress in health. Do you think we've regressed a little bit this past year?
Well, we have. Broadly, we have. Now, many individuals are far better off. The ones who can restore their relationships and de-stressed a little bit, maybe use the social media, but getting their vaccines, getting their checkups, benefiting from the healthcare advances. We've made a lot of advances. But there's a lot of people scared, mistrustful, scared by the internet and don't know who to believe. And that's where we've lacked progress, less immunizations, less trust. We've just got to calm down, figure out who we trust, move forward in a healthy way.
But when Doge did all their cutting, so many research projects that really were focused on everything from pediatric brain cancer to any one of many illnesses, there's just no funding. It's gone away. That's got to have impact at some point, right?
It does. The NIH gave about $40 billion, and there's a lot of changes in Washington, D.C., but there's still a lot of bipartisan support for scientific advances. Really, the Congress people of both parties know we've got to address cancer, we've got to address Alzheimer's, we've got to address pediatric diseases. We're so close to so many advances. We really are confident that this is a temporary disruption that we'll push through. It only makes sense. And we as a whole society really need to demand that and expect that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine.